That's Luke chapter 2, starting from verse 8. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what they had been told about them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
You can see this morning that we have a splendid edifice on stage. I first saw this in a picture on Facebook at the beginning of December, with a note from its creator saying, "Could you use this?" There was a tie-in there, because you really need the creator to be with it to use it. And so we're going to sing a carol, and then Brow Theatre Workshops are going to, what do we call it? The Two Shepherds, there we go. Now, what would be good, I know you spread your bits of paper out there, Dawn, but what would be good would be if in the last verse, I think there are three verses in this next song we're going to sing, and if you are smaller, so that can be anybody, can't it? If you think you're smaller, you can come and sit down here and get the best benefit. So during the last verse of this next, not quite yet, all right, wait, but you can come if you want. Come on. You're one of the professional groupies, aren't you? Yeah. Right. Do you want to sit on the chair there? Yeah. Okay, but in the last verse, if you want to come and sit round, you'll get best benefit, I think, by doing that. So we're going to sing "Good Christians All Rejoice," and then we're going to go on and watch The Two Shepherds. Thank you. Thank you, David. Shepherd's Delight. I could have called it Angel Delight, I suppose, but I thought that I've got five very brief points this morning. The first four, I thought it would be good, fitting with the season, to start each one with a sort of dad quiz question. David just left the building, my David. But anyway, all these words appear in the story we've heard this morning, okay? And the first one, as you can see from that, has got five letters, and I'm going to give you some clues to that, okay? So the first clue is sounds like, okay? So look at these pictures and just think what they say to you. or it looks a bit like any of these things. Now, hands up if you've got it, if you think you've got it. I should have got you to do this as you think, but I did hear somebody over there who said, there was a voice over there, heard. That's right, it is heard. All those groups of animals, when they're in a big group, are all called herds, even guinea pigs. And that was the one to throw you, really, and the others were all people who were listening and will have heard. So you've got that one, so let's light a candle. Just to say, by the way, that creche is happening this morning, if anybody wants to use creche. But I think people that look as if they're contentedly occupied down here, heard. Yeah. The shepherds heard, obeyed, and then went and told other people what they had heard and seen. Confession time. Right, men. And I know it's mainly husbands, all right? You can feel awkward with me. And I can make this confession because my wife isn't here this morning. Otherwise, she'd say it on my behalf. But, you know, that sort of... You're aware your wife is talking to you. And you are going, yes... Paul Clark doesn't know this experience at all, which is wonderful. I bless you, Paul. And then she says, and Eric won't know about this either, but she says, you weren't listening to a word I was saying, were you? And you say, oh, yeah. What did I say then? Now, if you really want to annoy your wife, you then tell her exactly what she was saying. The trouble is that most of the time, you can't. Because you weren't attentively listening. These shepherds, well, I suppose if an angel comes and appears to you and gives you news and tells you to do something, you are really going to take notice. They heard, they went, they saw, they witnessed because they had heard. And as we go into the new year, can we live a year in which, the end of which, we can say, we heard? And I'm not just talking about our husbands or our wives, though I am. But even more importantly, are we going into the new year with our ears open to God? These shepherds were seen as outsiders by the culture in which they lived. Nobody really wanted much to do with them. They were thought to be unclean. You know, they were just oddballs out there on the hillsides. Often oddballs because they spent all their lives on their own. And they were used to talking to sheep. Well, I suppose it's better than talking to yourself, although I must admit when I talk to myself I hear perfect sense every time. But will we listen and hear what God is saying? I mean, that means we have to be open. That means that if we want to hear what he's saying to us through Scripture, we actually have to open the Scriptures and read them regularly. It means we have to be taking time to pray and listen to God. Paul says in Romans, faith comes from what is heard, and what is heard comes through the message about Christ. We're told that the inhabitants of Bethlehem were excited by what they heard the shepherds say to them. After seeing them, Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger, the shepherds reported the message they were told about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary was treasuring up all these things in her heart and meditating on them. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had seen and heard, which were just as they had been told, that they would never forget. But Mary took her listening even further. She pondered. She thought hard. Are we hearing? Right, second word. It's another five-letter word. Okay? And it could describe these two people. We're thinking a bit cryptically here. Could describe these two people. How would you describe these two people? What? Fit, okay, yeah. But in terms of what they're doing, what are they doing? Gymnastics, okay. What were gymnastics called at school, Jenny? PE. Yes. Okay, think about it. Or another way to say peace. Yes, you see, the first two were PE aces. PEACE. I told you it was a dad quiz. Or shalom, which of course is the word that Jesus would have used for peace. Peace. And this was a promise of the angel of what this child born at Bethlehem would bring to the world if people would turn to him and follow him. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased. So it sounds to me as if going into the new year, it would be a good thing to live to please God by seeking peace among all people in all things. Peace. Let's light the next candle then. Right, two words, four-letter word, and a three-letter word. This could turn into charades, couldn't it? First word could be elementary, okay? Now, this is one for the scientists. Who knows their periodic table? The Sayers of boys are all away. Right, okay. The clue really is on the right-hand side, because you've got AR, argon, that's a gas, it's an element, AR. So what is the picture of on the left-hand side? An iron. So what is iron in the periodic table? Fe. F-E-A-R. Ah. And the next one is really easy. The second word sounds like one of these. Do you know, until I started looking, I didn't realize how many different tie knots there were. And the others are just rope knots. But there you are. So, what do you think it is? Is fear not. I mean, You can imagine, can't you, really, if a 10-foot angel comes and appears to you, one of the first things you need to be told is, fear not. A bit of a frightening experience for your average shepherd. But the angel said to them, don't be afraid, fear not. And as we go into the new year, there are all sorts of things that could frighten us, but we've just been celebrating the fact that God is with us. That's what Emmanuel means. And as we go into the new year, we go into the new year knowing God is with us, walking with us throughout the year. There's nothing we really need to fear while that is true. And we believe that is a central part of the message of Christmas. So we go forward fearing not. So, a six-letter word. One word, two syllables. First syllable sounds like B. Second syllable sounds like hold. Behold, yes. Behold. Listen up. Pay attention. This is important. Take notice. Get this down. Behold. This is really important. Behold. And the host of angels appears to just underline the fact this is important news. For behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. This is amazing news we have. Jesus comes into the world to save the world. In 3 months' time, we're going to be thinking about exactly how that happens and how this child who was born, a baby in Bethlehem, is going to end up on a cross outside Jerusalem and rising from the dead outside Jerusalem. And we're going to be thinking about what that means, the new life that it promises us. Behold, get this down. This is the most important thing you can know. And I haven't done a clue for the fifth one because I ran out of time. And with sheep and herds and things, I'd sort of covered the ground. Why a group of shepherds? Why not just the crowd in the pub? Why not the women around the well? Why this group of people who were of no account, as we've already said, in the society of the day? Why the shepherds? Why them? Partly because they were outsiders. Partly because they were regarded as a bit odd, perhaps, but partly also because of what we know about who this one born at Bethlehem would become. Isaiah, the prophet, looking forward, said of this one who was coming, he tends his flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lambs in his arms and carries them close to his heart. He gently leads those that have young. This one born in Bethlehem comes to be our shepherd, to lead us, to guide us, to provide for us. He is the good shepherd. So there's a sort of purpose even in the calling of the shepherds that these people come. And in a sense, are the family round him at the time, he's just after he's born, shepherds who get what he's coming to do, who know what it is to care for a flock. So we'll light our fifth candle, we have done, for the shepherd. Let's pray together. And I'm going to ask you to join in the response on these prayers as we go through them. In the face of the gospel discovered by shepherds at the birth of the Good Shepherd, let us ask our loving God to enter the new year with Christmas in our hearts and minds. Lord, have mercy and hear us. We ask that no powerful nation should tax the poor, or make them refugees, or oppress them, or cause them to suffer. Lord, have mercy and hear us. We ask that no unmarried mother should be put away in disgrace. Lord, have mercy and hear us. We ask that no door will be shut on those who need to find it open. Lord, have mercy and hear us. We ask that shepherds and sheep and all of nature need not be afraid. Lord, have mercy and hear us. We ask that barbed wire and angry soldiers may not be found in the Bethlehems of our world. Lord, have mercy and hear us. We ask that wise men and wise women might appear in Iran, North Korea, the United States and Europe, and in all the nations of the world, including our own. Lord, have mercy and hear us. We ask that all children may be preserved from those who would abuse them or enslave them. Lord, have mercy and hear us. We ask for the blessing of your presence with those we know and love, who are ill or facing an ending, who are lonely or anxious, who feel lost or confused. And let's just be silent for a few moments and just bring to mind anybody we know who might be included in this prayer. So we say together, Lord, have mercy and hear us. We ask that out of this Christmas, that worship may become a manger, and the church a stable, and the rumour become a reality that Christ has come among us. Lord, have mercy and hear us. And all this we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord. Amen. We share together in the Lord's Prayer, saying, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.